Maps released by the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology this week, which reportedly appear to detail the extent of EPA's Waters of the United States proposal, are being downplayed by the agency. In fact, at the Farm Progress Show this week, on the day the maps were released, EPA Region 7 Administrator Carl Brooks knew nothing about it. Brooks stresses that EPA is waiting on an independent scientific review to more clearly define what waters would fall under the rule.
The agency has been studying, with the help of independent scientists from universities and institutions all over the country, this very question of connectivity right now. And until that independent science review panel comes out, the rule will not be a final rule. We know that we need to have the science firm before we make the law to follow the science. And that's one of the very points that those eminent hydrologists and ecologists and agronomists are looking at is, what's the role of an ephemeral stream? What's the role of connected waterways? How do wetlands and uplands work together? So that'll be out before the rule becomes final.
The maps that were released this week are reported to be similar to maps created by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And American Farm Bureau's Senior Director of Regulatory Relations, Don Parrish, says they're developing maps as well.
The ones that the Farm Bureau is going to be releasing, we hope after Labor Day, is going to be very extensive. But one of the things that I want members, as they go on to these websites to take a look at these maps, to remember, those maps, as extensive as they are, is not going to be representative of the regulatory footprint EPA is proposing. I think by as much as a 70% increase, those maps could be significantly larger because EPA is proposing an extremely broad regulatory footprint. We think they've got to do a better job trying to explain to the public where they want to regulate, because they are trying to regulate outside of what we would believe to be the aquatic ecosystem.
The Farm Bureau maps, expected to be available next week, will allow farmers in 15 states to see how their farms could potentially be affected by EPA's proposed rule. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.